Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Joe Barker's here. Joe's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the top features of our time, the author of a book that changed my life, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. I encourage you to find that book, and anything else that Joel writes or has to say is important. He's our good friend, Joel. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, folks, when Joel joins us, and for the last dozen years or so, he's been bringing us things from the future. As I said before, since he's been joining us, things that he told us were coming at us in the future have arrived. and so that's the reason why we pay attention to what Joel has to say. So, Joel, one of the things that's is on your mind right now is a project that Bill Gates is working on, isn't it?
Funding.
Yeah.
Put money into it, yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, it comes to this basic problem that we've had 30 years ago, actually 40 years ago now, scientists alerted the world to the fact that we were getting too much CO2 in the air and it was going to start heating up the planet. And the basic response was a brush off. We just ignored him. Now, I'm down in Arizona, and Arizona just had the hottest year they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a string of hottest ever had. You know, it's just, and we see that all over the country, all over the world. And so what is being addressed now for the first time very seriously is that just cutting down our CO2 production will not protect the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have to actively remove the carbon dioxide and do something with it.
So it's not enough just to reduce carbon. We have to remediate it.
Exactly. It's as if, in fact, this in the article I sent you on this, it's as if somebody was coming to your yard every day and dumping waste on it. And then you yell at them, and they say, well, I'll dump less waste tomorrow.
And what is the technology this system's using that they're building?
The technology they're using is developed by Professor Lochner, who has a center in Arizona State University in Tempe. And it actively, he found very inexpensive materials that would absorb carbon dioxide from the air when dry. And then if you wet it, it'll release the carbon dioxide. And so it allows you to basically load up
move it to the forest.
Well, kind of, but actually not. Right now, they're looking at putting it a mile down.
Oh,
you know,
when they say remediating, they're talking about putting a bullet in between its eyes, killing it, getting rid of it,
putting it far enough down in a safe enough place.
What does carbon dioxide look like when you capture it and put it somewhere? I mean, does it look like carbon? Does it look like a charcoal briquette? What does it look like?
The likelihood is it's a liquid or a highly compressed gas.
Right.
And what you're doing is you're putting it underneath a rocks, a very solid, non-porous rock, you know, a mile down in the in the planet.
Wow.
And underneath it, it begins to.
Why don't we use carbon? Why don't we put carbon dioxide into some kind of a form that goes in and fracks out the oil and the gas in the fracking and it stays down. What's wrong with that? Wouldn't that be a turn of events?
But Jim, the other thing I think is going to happen is you can take CO2 and turn it into a fuel.
Yeah.
You know, if you take you take one of the oxygens off, you get CO, carbon monoxide, and then you can turn that into methane.
Right.
And so I think once it begins to be captured, people are going to say, as you always say, there's an opportunity here.
That's right. So here's a question, though.
Yep.
I always ask my climate change friends, people who are more vociferous about it than I am.
Yep.
And that is, how are you going to know when you've gone too far? Because plants, we need carbon dioxide in our world.
Actually, our satellite technology is such now that we really can monitor the world and the atmosphere and the temperatures.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about that because that's a really easy solution.
I also have to say, Joel, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We have to know who we're going to believe because you and I both know there are people on both sides of the aisle who are not honest.
Well, I know that, but I also know when you take the temperature of the planet, it's going up, and that has
nothing
to do with either side of the aisle.
Some of that temperature taking has not been accurate and honest either. You know
but,
that.
But more and more lately, it has been very, very accurate because of the satellite stuff. So early on, I might have agreed with you on that, but now I think our measures are getting very good. And here's the thing. We only have one planet.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, my comment has constantly been, if we're in error, it's easy to fix. We stop taking the carbon dioxide out.
E.F. Schumacher said 40 years ago, we live on a spaceship. We're passengers on a spaceship Earth. We got to preserve it. It's the only one we got. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about graphene, right?
Yep.
Graphene's got two different, completely different uses of a fiber material that Joel told us about several years ago. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.